Time for the Bay Area's favorite radio quiz show, Minds Over Matter, with your host, Dana Rodriguez. He's joined tonight by teacher cinematographer Cameron Shaw and the San Francisco Chronicle's music critic, Joshua Cosman. Here's your host, moderator Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, David, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're having a lovely weekend. The heat seems to be over, so I'm very happy about that. And we also hope you can spare us an hour of your time tonight, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. I don't think my headphones were in. And so we will be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and when I'm forced to the occasional sports questions. So please give us a call. We have two different numbers. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is area code 415-841-4134. Or toll free. Yes, we have a toll free number. 866-798-8255. That is 866-798-8255. Let's see. Also want to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter, MINDSOVERMATTER1. That is the numeral one, not the word one. So that's mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. If you'd like to hear the show online, you can certainly do that anywhere in the world, and has been done at kalw.org. That is kalw.org. And if you'd like a podcast of the show, it should be up and running reasonably soon after our show tonight at kalw.org, and later it'll turn up on iTunes and things like that. So, all that being said, we're going to start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. Here's the first. Cameron Shaw would play for the Lakers for only $50 million, saving the team $104 million, although she has significantly less talent than LeBron James. Well, who knows? He's getting older.
It's true. I could catch him up any day now.
Yeah.
All right. In his younger and more vulnerable years, Joshua Cosman's father gave him some advice that he's been turning over in his mind ever since and has never yet heeded.
And our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, has no idea what to say for an introduction, but that's never stopped him before.
That's right. So that is us, and we'll begin the questioning with Cameron Shaw.
Okay, I will get my unfortunate sports question out of the way.
All right.
Okay, who hosted the first World Cup in 1930, and who won?
Was it Uruguay that won?
It was Uruguay that won, yes.
And
I don't mind that you know this kind of stuff. It's that you whine about it, and then you know.
And then you know anyway. Yeah, I agree.
So there. And where was it held? That's a good question. Was it in Europe?
It was not in Europe.
Not in Europe. Okay. Was it in South America?
Yes.
Okay. Was it Buenos Aires?
No.
Was it Montevideo?
No.
All right.
Was it Quito?
I only have a country. I don't have a city.
Oh, you have a country?
Yeah.
Okay. Try the big one.
Brazil.
Not Brazil.
All right. Okay. Why don't you repeat that?
Okay. Where was the first World Cup held in 1930, and who won? We have Uruguay won, and where was it held?
All right. And if you'd like to give us a call, those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. That's with a question of your own or an answer to one of ours. Sometimes we do get a little bit crowded through the end of the show, but if we'll get you on as soon as possible if you call now. And Josh, you go ahead too.
Okay. The San Francisco Opera just wound up their tremendous Ring Cycle Festival, three complete cycles of the Ring, which just, as I calculated, came down about half an hour ago. So I thought I'm going to do a Dana and get in a couple of Ring questions, an easier one and a harder one. The easier one is, what characters from the Ring, three of them, can be found in a standard calendar, or their traces can be found in a standard calendar, and where would you find them? And then the harder one for real Ring aficionados is this. All the Ring characters, there's a couple dozen of characters in the four operas, they all fall into a few categories. There's gods and other immortals, which includes the Valkyries, humans, giants, dwarfs, and Rhine maidens. And that covers every character in the Ring except one. Who's the only character that doesn't fall into any of those categories? So, recapping from the top. Which three characters from the Ring can be found in a standard calendar? Where? And secondly, of all the Ring characters in the four operas of the Rings, they all fall into these few categories: gods and other immortals, humans, giants, dwarves, and Rhine maidens. All but one. Who's the one character that doesn't fall into that those categories?
Isn't there a dragon someplace?
There's a dragon, but he's actually a giant who's been transformed into a dragon. That's a good question. It's the same character.
Okay.
That's half right, but essentially he's a giant.
And when you say it can fit into a calendar, you mean the names of the characters would show up in some sense in
exactly,
a calendar?
Exactly. That's exactly what I mean. Like Julius Caesar.
Yeah.
If Julius Caesar were a character in the Ring.
Right.
That kind of thing.
So, do the names specify or have some relation to a particular day?
Yes.
Okay.
Does it have anything to do with celestial bodies?
Not really, no.
Okay. Not really.
Okay. All right. I have to think about it.
Okay.
We have some people on the line that want to guess anyway.
Okay, very good.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Ed. How are you?
Good.
You know, living in the Bay Area for over 50 years, I'm always, every night I go to sleep, I cross my finger, we don't have an earthquake. Really do. I had so many earthquakes through life. You know, from the 70s, we had several earthquakes on the Hayward Fault, and then 1989, and so on. My question is, where and when was the worst earthquake recorded history that resulted in the deaths of almost 1.5 million people? Where and when? When and where?
It was China, wasn't it?
But China was one, but that was far. China was in the 70s. You're right. It was over 700,000 people were killed in China. But that one even more. Over 1 million. As much as 1.5 million.
You mean in recorded history?
In recorded history. Within the last, say, 1,500 years.
Okay.
No.
I don't think they have any.
Can you take a guess?
Indonesia?
My favorite subject. Yeah. My favorite subject.
Egypt.
Egypt. Yeah, sad enough. 1201 AD. Over 1.2 million Egyptians. It went as far as Syria, but most people who died were Egyptians. 1.2 million Egyptians died in the earthquake. And then they had several earthquakes after that I believe was 1209 that was the great lighthouse of Alexandria was destroyed as well. You know, a big part of Alexandria, by the way, is buried under the sea. All of Cleopatra, Alexandria, all of it is buried under the sea. And I hope that never happened to us. Thank you, good show. But I just like to remind everybody, get ready, because the big one will come, and the big one probably be in the Hayward Fault. And if that ever happened, you're talking about millions of people injured and dead, because it is so much underpopulated area from, you know, Fremont all the way to San Rafael. We really should be every night before I go to sleep, I pray. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Ed. All right.
We're getting the show off to an optimistic start.
A happy start. All right. Let me give you a couple questions. What is the only country in the world whose name, the name of the country, and it's a one-word name, is included in the currency's name? It's the only country in the world where the country's name, and it's a one-word name, is included in the currency's name.
Is it a one-word currency name?
It is.
Okay. I was going to say, because there's various countries that have, you know, the something in right. dollar.
Yeah.
No, we're not talking about like a peso or a
right,
dollar.
Right.
It's So the entire country's name is included in the name of the currency.
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
You can see the smoke coming out of our ears as we try and chomp. All right.
All right. Once more, what is the only country in the world where the country's whole name, and it is the one word name, is included in the name of the country's currency? It is also a one word name. So it's not the, you know, the American dollar or anything like that. It's just a name that's particular to this country. All right. Second question. Italy is the only country.
Oh, well, not anymore. I was going to say France and Frank.
Yeah, no.
But
no. Not
no,
anymore.
No, yeah, all right.
No.
Sorry.
All right. Italy is the only country in Europe where two of the most common three street names are people. Mm. What are the? Who are those two people?
Do you have to get them? Well, one of them is going to be Garibaldi.
Garibaldi is one. I think you'll have a harder time with the other one.
Oh, is it Verdi?
No. You wish.
Should be.
So again, Italy is the only country in Europe where two of the three most common street names countrywide are people. Garibaldi is one. Who is the other?
All right. We'll think about it.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, hi. This is John in Bernal Heights.
Hi, John.
And I have some, I think, answer for the ring question.
Mm-hmm.
I met, by the way, this afternoon, three people visiting from Australia, from Melbourne, here for the ring.
I believe it.
Yeah, yeah. The forest bird.
Nice. Exactly right. That's
and
well
I
done.
Think, you know, I didn't see this cycle. I did see it when it was premiered a few years back.
Uh-huh.
And she is a bird in the Beatles sense.
That's exactly right.
If I recall, yeah.
You're exactly
but she
right.
She is, it's... in fact, supposed to be a bird.
Right, you know, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Freya is Friday.
You know... That's what I thought until I did a little double checking.
But Votan, I think, is Wednesday,
Votan is Wednesday.
Yeah, and Thor is Thursday, right?
Yeah, or as he's called in Rheingold, not Thor, but...
Thor, oh, I can't remember now. I haven't...
Donner.
Oh, Donner, yeah,
Donner's,
he's the hammer.
Right.
I know there's the hammer at some point, yeah.
And, yeah, I always thought Friday was named after Freya, but I poked around a little this afternoon, and it... Turns out
in Latin it's in honor of Venus, who's also goddess of love. So you know.
Well, maybe you're right. I gather there's some question about whether it's Freya or Fricka, but either way, it's one of those sisters.
And then I think I have a question about. An answer. Is it Vittorio Emanuele?
No,
in
it is
Italy
not.
For street names.
It is not.
Oh, okay. And then I'm going to make a wild guess about the World Cup. Because, of course, soccer or football has never caught on in the U.S. Was it the United States?
It was not.
Oh, okay.
Good guess.
All right, I guess we're going to go through every country in the Western Hemisphere before the day is out. All right, good evening.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thor, huh? You know the joke. Thor, I'll say. Okay. And let's see, Cameron, you go ahead.
Okay. Where does the Chicago Fire Department train its firefighters?
Where? You want a geographical location?
It's a location within the Chicago city limits that might be comical for them to train their firefighters.
Huh.
I don't know. Chicago.
Is this general training or training for a specific sort of incident?
I believe it's general training. They have their training facility there.
Huh.
Yes.
I don't know where to begin. I don't know enough about Chicago geography.
It's not the Symphony Hall, and it's not Comiskey Park, and now I'm tapped out.
It's not. Maybe ironic is perhaps a better word.
Is it Mrs. O'Leary's barn?
It is Mrs. O'Leary's barn. Well, at the site of Mrs. O'Leary's barn.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Good job.
Isn't it great?
That makes perfect
sense. I think so, too.
I like that.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Give us another question.
Okay. What is Parkasine, or what was Parkasine?
Can you spell that, please?
Parkesine.
What was Parkasine?
Is / was. It's
It's a butter substitute that they used before oleomargarine was invented.
No.
Okay.
I like how confident you were with that guess.
If it was right, yeah, you'd have been impressed.
I would have, yes.
Parkosine. Can you frame it in any way?
Sure. It was the original of a kind of product, but I don't believe it's referred to it.
It was invented by Joe Parks?
Yes. Well, his name isn't Joe, but
is it,
yes, somebody Parks.
Fundamental.
Yeah.
The evolution part of it, the product that's come down to us, is it here today?
Yeah, in this room, yes, there's quite a bit of it. Yes.
Plastic,
yes. It was the original man-made plastic invented by Alexander Parks.
Okay.
All right. There you go.
You guys are on a roll.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Yucking, that's me.
It is.
This is Hayes from San Francisco.
Hi.
World Cup has got to be Uruguay.
It is Uruguay.
Yeah,
it was hosted and won by Uruguay.
They did well today, so yeah. I'm happy for that. And it, weirdly enough, as I was listening, I actually knew the plastic thing.
Oh, good
for you. I knew it as celluloid as opposed to plastic.
Ah, okay.
Which is a bit odd. Anyway, you guys are great. Love you.
Thank you.
Bye.
And if you'd like to join us, we do have a line open, area code 415-841-4134, or toll-free 866-798-8255. Josh, it's your turn.
Okay. It's time for a musical question. I'm going to give you the names of the – I'm going to give you the first names of the members of some musical – well-known musical groups. You tell me the names of the groups. So if I give you John, Paul, George, and Ringo, you'll say Beatles.
Guy Lombardo. Guy Lombardo.
No. All right. Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Here we go. Roger, Pete, John, and Keith.
The Who.
Okay. The Who. Let me.
Sorry.
That's
I'm
all right.
Sorry.
No. Yes. That was a kind of a softball opener, but you got that. Laverne, Maxine, and Patty. David, John, Hank, and Sonny. Carrie, Corin, and Janet. John, Milt, Percy, and Connie. Marty, Emily, and Natalie. And finally, David, Tina, Chris, and Jerry. So what musical ensembles are these? Roger, Pete, Keith, and John were the Who. Laverne, Maxine, and Patty. David, John, Hank, and Sonny. Carrie, Corin, and Janet. John, Milt, Percy, and Connie. Marty, Emily, and Natalie. And finally, David, Tina, Chris, and Jerry.
Well, Patty, Maxine, and Laverne are the Andrews sisters.
Yeah, it sure is. Give yourself a bell, even though it was a softball.
And
what else you got?
That's it for now.
That's all I've got right now.
All right. Well, that's five out there for the listeners.
All right. And once more, the two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, is that me?
It is you.
Hi, the currency question, is that the Bolivar from Bolivia?
You're half right. It's from Bolivia, but it's not the Bolivar. The Bolivar is actually from
a different country.
Venezuela, I believe.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
But
right.
you're so close. In other words, I really should give it to you.
It's the Boliviano.
That's it. It's the Boliviano.
Yeah.
Boliviano. Okay. Well, all good right. to know. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Here's the question I was undecided about because I wasn't absolutely sure that I had never asked it, but maybe I have. I try not to repeat myself. Okay, in the alphabetical list of the world's countries, there are six sets of countries that are next to each other both alphabetically and have a common border. Have I ever asked this?
You have, but long ago, and I'm laughing because I have one that's very similar.
Is it?
I was going to
I can throw it out.
No, it's a good question. We'll do it. We've done it before. It's good.
All
I
right.
like it.
In an alphabetical list of the world's countries, there are six sets of countries that are not only next to each other alphabetically, but have a common border. So I'll limit you to one because you've heard the question before.
I don't remember any of the answers. I know one of the answers just because I know it, but Do you want to go ahead, or should I?
No, I need to think for a minute. Yeah,
I'll take the easy one then. France and Germany.
They are not next to each other alphabetically.
I'm sorry. You know what? I interpreted this as having consecutive initial letters.
Yeah, no.
But
it's Gandhi, alphabetical. It's strictly alphabetical.
Okay, you didn't ask. That was the question
All right,
you asked.
I'll repeat the
time.
Question. In the strict alphabetical list of the world's countries, A, B, C, D, E, and G, there are six sets of countries that are not only next to each other in the alphabetical sense, but have a common border as well.
All right. I get it now.
Okay.
I'll still take the easy one, which is Guinea and Guinea-Bissau.
That is correct. That's one. Right. Good. So what are the other five sets?
Is there I'm not great with my African geography, but is it Niger and Nigeria?
That is very good. Yes. That is one of them. That's another one. All right. Niger and Nigeria. Very good. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on. Go ahead, please.
Oh, okay. Here's an interesting question, and I'm not sure of the answer, but I think I know. In terms of bridges that are photographed in California, obviously the Golden Gate is number one. But in terms of what you see online in advertising and so forth, what is number two?
Is it the bridge that is in Big Sur?
Yeah, that's a good...
I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, you're right. It's the Bixby Creek Bridge, which is between Carmel and Big Sur. And it actually has the distinction of being the highest single-span concrete bridge, something like that. And until it was built in the 30s, you had to go a long way inland to get across a bunch of shallow creeks. And I drove that once in the 90s from Big Sur to back to Route 1 on the other side of that bridge. And it's a pretty torturous route.
I bet.
So,
thank you very much. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Fran in San Francisco.
Hi, Fran.
Hi. I have a bunch of questions. I'll pick two.
All right.
Shauna Na. I have two Shauna Na questions. One is, who sang the low voice in the group Shauna Na?
That was
Bowser.
Bowser, yeah.
Bowser, that's right. You get a bell. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, when you go Shauna Na, Shauna Na, I'm not going to sing it because it'll give it away. There was an original rock song that Shauna Na comes from. Shauna Na 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 Na. Does anybody know what the song is? Old rock and roll. Shauna Na 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 several times.
I can hear it in my brain, and I don't know what it's called.
Get a job.
Yeah.
Shauna
Na Na.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
You're so smart, you people. Okay. I'm going to give you. I'm holding the best questions for next time.
From the ring to that.
It was a great song. I think they took their name from that, but I'm not sure.
That was my understanding, but I don't know.
Okay.
Now I have a question with the letter Z. I'm sure you know this. Who is Bob Zimmerman?
That's Bob Dylan, isn't it?
Yes. And get a bell. And then
thank you.
Another Zimmer question. Who is Norma Zimmer?
Norma Zimmer is the
Roe v. Wade, right?
No. Norma Zimmer is the lady from the Lawrence Welk show, the accordion lady. Wasn't
she? I don't know if she was accordion. She did sing.
Oh, she did sing? Okay.
Yeah, she was a singer on that show. So you got all the bells. You got everything right.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to save the rest of my questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Bye.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. This is almost our 25th year. And we hope you can join us over the course of the rest of the hour. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Our panel tonight, teacher, cinematographer, Cameron Shaw from the San Francisco Chronicle, their classical music critic, Joshua Cosman, and I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. And Cameron, it is your turn.
Okay. What were... This is a question about multi-level marketing companies, which are, you know, pyramid schemes, essentially.
Oh, okay.
What were the five most profitable multi-level marketing companies in 2017? This is according to the Network Marketing Central Global Revenue.
Is Mary Kay Cosmetics still around?
Yes, and that is number five.
Good Ooh, job. That's too bad for them.
What's that one the guy sued over? Well, how about Tupperware?
Tupperware is number 10, so okay. It's not in the top five. It's become a very popular company format, if you will.
Is Tupperware the one that started it? Is that
actually I don't know the I believe
four
so.
Brushes
it's,
or something.
Yeah.
Something with light in the name. Is there something?
You're
light?
Kind of close.
Yeah. I know that. I can't quite picture it yet. Okay. Anyway, ask the question once more.
Okay. What were the five most profitable multi-level marketing companies in 2017? We've got Mary Kay, which was number five.
As in people that are hired as like franchisees and they go and
yes,
sell.
And then they bring on underlings underneath them.
Okay.
And make money from their underlings.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Oh, what is that company called? Anyway, all right. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
And we should be. Oh, hi. Marty Markey. How are you all doing?
Good.
Okay. Now, to the previous caller ask about get a job. Who sang that soon?
Danny and the...
No.
No?
He barely got Danny out.
I guess not.
Nope.
I don't know.
Danny and the Juniors.
Get a job.
It was not Danny and the Juniors.
It was not.
Because they were at the Hop. That's yeah. It was an understandable
they
mistake
were busy.
On my
they
part.
They couldn't get a job.
Right. I don't know.
It was the Silhouettes.
Mm.
Yeah, kind of like... just, you know, one hit wonder, that was about it.
Hmm.
And a Motown group had a sort of sequel called Got a Job, who went on to bigger and better things. Who was that?
Hmm.
Is this a man or a woman? Or it's a group,
it's a group.
I'm sorry.
It's a group.
The Marvelettes?
Nope.
Was this a big hit for them?
Oh, no.
No.
The Supremes.
No.
Temptations.
No.
All right.
Don't know.
We don't know.
Okay.
It was Smokey and the Miracles.
Huh. Really?
It wasn't big. Okay, let's get to answers that you have put out. Iran and Iraq.
Correct.
Are next
Good.
To each other. Tina David and on the line, those are the Talking Heads.
Yes, although the name of the band is Talking Heads.
Talking Heads.
Sparky.
No,
the.
Not the.
And Corinne, Carrie, and Janet. It is that great trio from the Pacific Northwest, Sleater-Kinney.
Correct.
Oh. And on that note, we're going out.
All right. Well Thank
done.
You.
Bye.
And Josh, I believe it's your turn.
All right. The great St. Louis Cardinals second baseman Red Schoendienst died I was going to say this month, but no, it's already July. He died on June 6th at the age of 95. He had been the oldest living member of the Baseball Hall of Fame. Who is now the oldest living member of the Baseball Hall of Fame?
How old was he when he died?
Schoendienst was 95, and the new oldest Hall of Famer is 90.
Is it a Bay Area player?
No.
No. Goodness.
If you tell us the team they played for, would that give it away?
Or
the team they principally played for.
I would say that if I tell you that you're making an unwarranted assumption about this man's career, that might be helpful.
Okay. And this person was a coach or manager?
I'm just saying to assume that he played would be
okay, right. So
assuming facts not in evidence.
Abbott and Costello.
All right.
Okay.
So
that's a good hint.
With the death of Red Schoendienst, who is now the oldest living member of the Baseball Hall of Fame? Mm. He's 90 years old.
Wow. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, just on your name of groups, the Connie, Milt, and all that.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering if it, the Modern Jazz Quartet.
Right, well good done.
Oh, yeah, Milt Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. You there? No? Next call.
Hey, is it?
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is it me?
It is you.
Okay. Unfortunately, I think someone already answered. I was coming up with Talking Heads. But the thing about the money is that, it's not Egypt, is it, that has the name in their money?
It is not. Actually, somebody answered that the country is Bolivia, and the name of the currency is the Bolivano.
The Bolivar, okay.
No, right. Bolivano. It's different.
Boliviano.
Boliviano, okay. Sorry. I beg your pardon.
All right. Well, I just wanted to stay on the line so you didn't get dead air. So.
Thank you very much, Chase.
Good luck. See ya.
Sounds like a dance that Fred Astaire would do, doesn't it? The Boliviano?
Yeah. Maybe he did. All right. Let's see. We're about halfway through, so let's repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. Cameron, what do you have?
Okay. The one that I have out is, what were the 5 most profitable multi-level marketing companies in 2017? We have Mary Kay, which was number 5. I'm looking for 1 through 4. I believe that's it.
And
I'm looking for the musical groups that have these people as members: David, John, Hank, and Sonny, and Marty, Emily, and Natalie. Also want to know who is the oldest living member of the Baseball Hall of Fame at 90, now that Red Schoendienst has gone to the great beyond.
All right. Italy is the only country in Europe where 2 of the most common 3 street names are people. Somebody guessed, or Josh guessed, Garibaldi. And so who is the other? Who is the other name that is one of the most common street names in Italy? And in an alphabetical list of the world's countries, A, B, C, D, E, etc., there are 6 sets of countries that are next to each other both alphabetically and have a common border. So far, just to give you a couple of examples, the ones people have gotten: Guinea-Bissau, Niger, Nigeria, Iran, Iraq. So there are 3 sets left in that group. I think that's it. So, all right. I'll ask you another question. There have been some protests about this because of such a small number, but there are only 5 public statues of women in New York City. Who are those 5 women? All extremely well known, of course. There are only 5 public statues of women in New York City. I should say that a couple of them have very little relation to New York City. I don't know if they ever lived there or not, but they're all quite well known.
I'm going to guess Nellie Bly.
And these are all real people, so no fictional characters. No,
guess.
Not Nellie Bly.
Okay. How about Martha Washington?
Also a good guess, but no.
Okay.
How about Edith Wharton?
Also a good guess, but no. So again, there are only 5 public statues of women in all of New York City. One of them does have, actually a couple of them have political connections.
How about Edna St. Vincent Millay?
No.
Are any of them artists or writers, or is it all?
Yes. A couple of them are writers.
Huh.
Maybe not in an all-encompassing sense.
Right.
They made their living totally as a writer, but they did significant writing.
Oh, what about Eleanor Roosevelt?
That is one of them.
Oh.
Very good. So again, there are only 5 public statues of women in all of New York City. And there have been some protests about there being so few. Who are those 5? Actually, 4 now that Eleanor Roosevelt has been guessed. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Well, let me guess. Is it Mary Seton? Is that the right?
Mother Seton?
Mother Seton?
Mother Seton? No, not Mother Seton.
Bella Abzug?
No. You're a little closer with that.
Okay, how about Amway or Avon as one of the...
Amway.
Yes, Amway and Avon. Amway is one and Avon is two.
Good.
How about South Sudan and Sudan?
No, because
South Korea and South Africa are in between.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, so, I'm sorry. No, you're right. I'm wrong.
That's not right. South Sudan and Sudan are not next to each other alphabetically.
Right, I know, but I was wrong to say why, because I was going the other direction.
Okay.
What's between them?
No problem. All right, I had called a few weeks ago with a question. These three things, at least in my mind, had something in common. One was a type of photographic equipment invented after World War II. The other was a song in cats. And the other one was a bridge in New York City.
So these three things have something in common. That's what you're saying?
Something in common, at least in my head. Yeah.
Okay, go over that list once more, if you don't mind.
So the one is a piece of photographic equipment that was built or invented after the Second World War,
or
at least very close to the Second World War. The other one was a song in the musical Cats. And the other one is a bridge in New York City.
New York invention.
Or between New York and New Jersey. A bridge owned by the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey.
The only song I ever remember in Cats is Memory.
Yeah, same with me.
Yeah. Well, the bridge he's talking about is the George Washington Bridge, clearly.
No.
No.
Staten Island?
Huh.
Verrazano? It's between Staten Island and New Jersey.
That's the Verrazano Bridge, isn't it?
Brooklyn and...
Oh, all right. My mistake then. Don't know.
Is the song in Cats, is it Memory or is it another song?
It's another song.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm not a cat. SOL.
Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah, you stumped us.
You stumped us with this.
Okay. So it's the Polaroid Land Camera, the Journey to the Heaviside Layer, which is the song in Cats, and the Outer Bridge Crossing. When I was a young lad, I always thought, you know, the Land Camera had something to do with the land, but it's, of course, named after,
Edwin Land,
the inventor. Oliver Heaviside is the guy who discovered the Heaviside Layer. It has nothing to do with it being heavy. And the Outer Bridge Crossing is also named after
interesting.
All right. Thank you very much. I'm sorry we didn't do a little bit better with that.
Okay. Take care.
Thanks.
All right. And let's see. Whose turn is it? I forgot.
It's yours.
Is it mine?
Okay. Might as well be.
All right. When you put it that way.
Before you ask a question, let me go back to your geography question, because we got three of the six.
Yeah.
And the three that we've already gotten, they all start with the same letters, and I'm wondering whether the other three do too.
I was wondering whether there are any
that go from, Switzerland to Tajikistan or something.
So the other three do start with the same letters, yes.
Everything starts with, all right, yes. Well, I'm going to make sure not to turn over my page then.
Okay,
I've got a list of all
page. What is the smallest country that China actually borders?
Ooh.
China has the record, along with Russia, for bordering the most countries, 14.
It would have to be Bhutan, wouldn't it?
It would be Bhutan. Very good. Excellent. All right. Oh, I just asked that public statues question, so it's your turn, Cameron. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's all right. What are the oldest continually published magazine and newspaper in the United States? I'm looking for one of each.
I think the newspaper is the Hartford Courant.
It is,
wow.
Yes.
Wow. I don't know if it's the oldest, but it's one of the oldest magazines is The Nation.
It is one, but it is not the oldest.
Okay.
Is it continuously published?
Continuously published.
Scientific American?
It is Scientific American.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I know. Isn't that cool?
That's amazing.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Give us another question. Okay.
What 1981 film resulted in 70 members of the cast and crew sustaining significant injuries? I feel like this is a Dana softball. I don't know.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Well, 1981.
Start with all of John Landis's movies, and
it's not a super famous movie,
except for this fact.
Yes, this is the fact about this movie for sure.
Would you repeat that?
Yes. What 1981 film resulted in 70 members of the cast and crew sustaining significant injuries.
Wow. Did they all sustain significant injuries in the same way or at the
same
time?
The same general way. Not at the same time.
It wasn't
the same
one
general
big
way.
Thing that blew
no,
up.
No, it was not
got,
a big thing that blew up.
It was a systemic problem on the set?
Yes, and this movie Damn. Took 11 years to make, so it was a big chunk of cast and crew.
81.
So they began
Incheon.
Production in 70. Sorry.
Incheon.
No.
How about
11 years.
Come on. The Fitzcarraldo.
No, but that's a great guess.
That's
no.
a good guess.
Yeah.
Huh.
Mm. It's not like War and Peace or something like that.
No. It's nothing that lofty.
Is it a big movie?
No. Well, in scale, it is perhaps... No, it's not a big, well-known movie.
But a big production.
It was...
Like a spectacular.
No, I wouldn't say it was a spectacular production in the way that I think you mean. It wasn't Cleopatra or anything like that.
American film.
American film.
Oh. Don't know.
1981.
Mm,
I don't know.
Okay.
Leave
it out. I don't know. Someone will know it, though.
Someone will know.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Tom in Southern California.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, was the film Porky's?
No.
Ooh.
No.
There you go.
I like that guess, though. That's great.
That is about 81.
81, yeah.
Or not the big red one, is it?
No.
Okay. Let's see. The multi-level marketing, how about Herbalife?
Herbalife.
That's the one
yes,
I was
that's what you're
think
thinking of.
Yeah.
Yes, that is good. Number three, and there's one more out there.
The Girl Scouts.
No,
that's
but I like
scheme.
How you're thinking. No.
Alphabetical countries. How about Zimbabwe and Zambia?
Yes.
Yeah,
Zimbabwe
nice.
And Zambia. Very good.
And Ethiopia and Eritrea.
No.
I thought of that too, but Estonia is in between.
Yeah.
What about like Congo and Congo Brazzaville?
It's Democratic Republic of Congo and Republic of Congo. So yes, that's correct.
You're counting those as the same? I mean, as
yeah, because they're listed alphabetically. They're
not
listed.
You don't list
way.
Them under D and R respectively.
No,
interesting.
Not according to the list from the UN I had.
Huh. Okay.
So. Okay. Let's see, the oldest living Hall of Fame member is now Tommy Lasorda.
That is correct.
Ah.
Well done.
Okay. Take some guesses on the women's statues. I don't suppose you're counting the Statue of Liberty.
No. These are all real people.
Okay. Edith Wharton?
Nope. I didn't know she had so many fans. First Josh, and now you.
Let's see. And common street names for Italians. Galileo?
That's an excellent guess, but no.
Sarducci?
I will give you this slight hint that it was somebody who was involved in with science.
The sciences.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, go ahead.
All right.
No, you go ahead.
I was going to say, is it Marconi?
It is Marconi.
Oh wow!
Yes. Oh wow! Good job. I wouldn't have gotten that. Okay, and then I guess we have some questions.
Right.
Since it's Canada Day. Who was the first Canadian to hit number one on the Billboard charts?
Gordon Lightfoot?
No.
Paul Anka?
I don't know if he ever hit number one, though he definitely should have.
William Shatner?
Number one in my heart.
Huh, first Canadian. How long ago was this?
This was in the 50s.
Oh, goodness.
Is it, I want to say Neil Sedaka.
No, but you're in
or
the
Paul
right.
Anka, if there's a different
Paul team. Anka, very good.
Is that right?
Paul Anka?
I said Paul Anka.
I didn't know he was Canadian.
So. I knew one of them was, and I can't tell them apart. So,
Who are the first Canadians to either be nominated or win in the acting categories for Oscars?
Ooh.
Well, Mary
all
Pickford.
Categories except one.
Mary Pickford.
Mary good. Pickford for best actress.
And Norma Shearer. Also was Canadian.
Mary Pickford's the first.
Okay, she's the first.
Are you looking for an actor for the second?
Yeah, an actor. Okay. And no Canadian actor has ever won.
Oh, interesting.
First nominated.
No Canadian actor has ever... They just
has been, ever won for best actor. They
for some reason,
for
I thought Walter
actor.
Houston was born
for supporting
in
actor.
Canada.
That's right. Yeah, Walter Houston was the first. He was nominated, but never won for best.
He
actor.
Did. He did. Oh, he didn't win for best actor, but he won for best supporting actor.
Right, but he's not the first Canadian.
Okay.
To win for best supporting actor.
Okay. All right. Oh, he's not. Okay. Oh boy, I'd really have to go through the list in my head here. That's going to take me more than 30 seconds.
Well, for supporting actor, I can give you a hint. It's a one. The only. There's only been two people who are non-actors who've ever won any acting Oscars, and he's one of the two.
So the Russell from The Best Years of Our Lives?
Very good, yeah. Harold Russell.
Harold Russell.
Got everybody now except for the supporting actress category.
Yeah.
That'll be a tougher. Tough one.
That is tough. What decade was this in?
It's in the 90s.
Oh. Even tougher. No.
Don't know.
Yeah. Don't know.
Yeah, one of the youngest to ever win.
Is it? No.
Anna
is it,
Paquin?
Yeah, Anna Paquin.
Anna Paquin, very good.
She's Canadian?
Huh.
She is Canadian.
I just went by the youth.
Yeah, no, character. I was going to say, yeah.
Then I'll get, I've got time, just one more quick question.
All right.
All right. The Beatles are the biggest selling foreign act in the United States of this century. Who's the second biggest?
Of this century?
Yeah, of the 2000s. Right.
Oh, foreign act. One Direction?
Nope.
Justin Bieber.
No, that's a good
guess. That's a good guess.
They are Canadian, but...
They are Canadian.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that was my second guess. Is it Celine Dion?
That's a good guess.
All right.
And I got this from McLean's, so I suppose they would know.
Goodness.
Anything? Nope. I don't think we know. We don't know.
Nickelback.
Oh, dear God.
Believe it or not. All right. All right. Great show.
Thanks. Thank you very much. And Josh, I think it's your turn.
All right. Let's see. See if I can get a quick one in here. In 1998... The Modern Library published its list of 100 best English language novels of the 20th century, starting with Ulysses and going down to The Magnificent Ambersons. Can you name the two novels on that list that went on to become Oscar-winning movies, i.e. Best Picture winners?
The
Grapes of Wrath, did that
did
win
not
Best
win.
Picture?
No.
Okay.
All the King's Men.
All the King's Men is one.
They're not including Gone with the Wind, are they?
No.
Okay.
but this is a novel that has only a little more literary cachet than that, I would say.
How
at this
about
point.
Rebecca?
Good guess, but not on the list. Excellent guess.
Not but, American, perhaps.
American? No, this is just English language.
Oh,
I don't have the list.
Okay.
I would.
Oh, so just English language.
Yeah.
Originally in English
language.
Yeah. Could you just repeat the whole question?
So we're looking. So 100 best English language novels of the 20th century, starting with Ulysses and going all the way down to The Magnificent Amberson. Two of them became Oscar-winning, Best Picture-winning movies. All the King's Men is one.
How about The Godfather?
No.
No. Wouldn't that be great if that was
Can you give me a general time frame on this? Is the other one?
Mid-century. Both, I think. Yeah, Yeah.
So All the King's Men is mid-century,
All the King's Men is mid-century. This is a little later than All the King's Men, but clearly, I mean, I don't have the dates in my head, but I can say from internal evidence that the movie and the book were probably...
Oh, From Here to Eternity.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Exactly so. Yeah, Rebecca should be on that list. Wouldn't that be something?
Certainly should.
All right.
This may have come up before, too, so that maybe this is my night for repeats. I have no idea. What is the only sea in the world that touches no land?
Oh, yeah, you did ask us this. And
is it the Sargasso Sea?
That is correct. I'm glad. I'm glad she answered it.
I wouldn't
she hadn't heard it before.
It's where eels lay their eggs.
All right. What are the two countries that share a border and have the greatest difference in GDP? What are the two countries in the world that share a border and have the greatest difference in GDP?
Oh, Haiti and Dominican Republic.
It's not. That's not as great as you would think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
How about China and Mongolia?
Ooh.
That's a good guess, but
I like
no.
That.
So what are the two countries in the world that share a border but have the greatest difference in GDP? Gross domestic product.
So this is a wild guess, but... I remember reading somewhere like one of the insanely rich countries in the world is Equatorial Guinea. So I'm going to guess Equatorial Guinea and like Cameroon or Gabon or something.
No.
Not even the right part of the world.
Yeah, because I think most of that money doesn't get much further than the government for some reason.
Yeah.
But again, so what are the two countries in the world presently that share a border and have the greatest difference in GDP? I will say that these two countries are roughly the same size, too. So.
Done.
All right.
Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Yeah, hi. Well, I apologize. I failed you. I really tried to find the answer, but I couldn't. But I do have a question. It's sort of related to the question I asked last week. Hopefully you have the answer. I can see the movie in my head. What was the first movie? Normally, like, Bogey would shoot Cagney, and you'd see Bogey shoot, and then they'd cut to Cagney, and you'd grab his chest.
Usually it was Cagney shooting Bogey.
Yeah. The implication is he got shot.
Right.
But you never actually saw it all in one scene. What was the first movie to show the whole thing without a cut?
You mean
the movie I have in mind is a Western, and it happens in a barroom. The guy gets shot in the door, and he gets shot out into the street.
So, just to be clear, are you talking about those two actors?
See the actor fire the gun, and the gun and the actor firing all in the same shot as the guy.
Well, the only Western that Bogart and Cagney were in together was...
No, it's not. It just has nothing to do with it. It's just like, this has to do with standards and practices. Is that the movie people that say what you can
show
on screen? So
this is before or after they've moved on from implications from editing.
Well, the famous, the one where they really did it in a detailed sense and in a loud way, because they amplified the gunshot, was Shane, where they shoot Jack Polansky, goes boom through the saloon doors. I think that he goes through the saloon doors, or maybe he falls behind a table. But anyway,
I don't know the
that's
answer.
Just a guess.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
He doesn't know.
Okay.
It was a big change in... what they could get away with showing.
Yeah, and that was in the 50s, so things were changing at that point. So I don't know. I'm just a guess.
So, okay. Well, maybe someone out there with a vast knowledge of movie history knows.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Mark in the Tenderloin.
Hi, Mark.
I'm so happy I got through and I know an answer. I really need a bell badly.
All right.
Go ahead.
So it's the Dixie Chicks is Martine, Emily, and Natalie.
That is correct. Take the bell.
I
well done.
Known that.
Good job.
Do I have any other guesses? The only thing I could think of on the 81 film might be Ishtar, but It's probably not East.
That's
there.
A good guess.
It is
I
a
like
good
that.
Guess. It's not that, but you guys are in the right.
Oh, is it
vein.
Heaven's Gate?
No, that's also a good guess. I'm beginning to worry it's a little too obscure, but that's yeah.
All right.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Yep.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is that me?
It is you.
Okay. Well, this is Bubba Frisco Dave from long, long ago.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and I had Avon and Amway, but somebody got there ahead of me. How about Nu Skin?
No, that's a good guess. It's not in the top 10.
Okay, and I had Eritrea and Ethiopia, but Estonia is in between, so that doesn't count. Ladies in New York, how about Dorothy Parker or Eudora Welty?
No, neither one, I'm afraid.
No? Okay. Sargasso Sea I had.
Good.
Wide discrepancy in GDP. How about Saudi Arabia and... Well, either Sudan or Yemen.
Sudan is elsewhere, but Yemen is a good guess.
Yeah, yeah, but no.
Sudan is right across the Suez Strait.
They don't share.
But there's no border.
No land border.
Well, it's not a land border. It's a sea border, but they share a border.
Right. Has to be a land border. But no, neither one of those, I'm afraid.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Can I guess on the statues?
Yes.
More? How about Jane Addams?
Nope. Ooh, no. Wouldn't that be great?
It would be great. I think so, too.
Wait a minute. Was it Whole House? Was that Chicago or New York? Maybe that was Chicago. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And,
good
point.
All right, one more call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Hi, I'm calling for the 1981 film.
Yes.
Would that be Roar?
Oh, yes. Roar, starring Tippi Hedren.
Roar? R-O-A-R?
R-O-A-R is Tippi Hedren's and her husband, what's his name? Noel Marshall's pet project.
Oh, about... Yeah.
With lions and adopted tigers that attacked the crew, scalped the cinematographer, all sorts of fun stuff.
Thank you very much.
Good job.
All right. Okay, time to clean up here. What do we got? Cameron.
I only have one out on the five most profitable multi-level marketing companies, and it's number four. It's called Vorwerk, and I had never heard of it. It makes household products.
Okay.
I've got one musical group, which I'm sad no one got. David Harrington, John Sherba, Hank Dutt, and Sonny Yang, San Francisco's own Kronos Quartet.
Oh,
okay.
That's all I got.
Let's see. The only five public statues of women in New York are, New York City, I should say, Eleanor Roosevelt, Harriet Tubman, Gertrude Stein, Golda Meir, and Joan of Arc.
Wow. Okay, that's just weird.
Didn't Golda Meir live in New York for a while? I think she did.
I don't know.
Maybe. I think she did. Anyway, if we didn't get to your...
one more country.
That's right. In the alphabetical list of the world's countries, there are six sets of countries that are next to each other both alphabetically and have a common border. The only one nobody got was Chad and the Central African Republic.
And also the GDP question.
Oh, yes. Thank you for reminding me.
I want to know the answer.
Yeah. The only two countries that share a border and have the greatest difference in GDP, that would be North and South Korea.
Oh.
That's a great answer to that.
Of course.
So, anyway, if we didn't get to your call, I do apologize. Please remember the Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. My thanks to our panel tonight, Cameron Shaw, teacher cinematographer. Thank you, Cameron. And Josh Cosman from the San Francisco Chronicle. Thank you, Josh. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. My thanks to David LaTulip and Steve Wilcott for handling the board and phones. And above all, our great thanks to you out there for taking the time to tune in and call in. We will be here next Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you will, too. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Wrong, you're right.